अधुनेह महाभाग जथैव नरकान नरह नाना उग्र जासना नेया तन्नी व्याख्यात अर्हसि। इस विशेष का श्रीमद भागवतम सिक्स चैप्टर, दिस इज आवर लेटेस्ट पब्लिकेशन श्रीमद भागवतम। Therefore, I am taking advantage of this publication to present before you. So, in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has given a vivid description of the Naraka planet, of the hellish condition of life. Fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has given a vivid description of the Naraka planet, of the hellish planet. So, this verse I am quoting from the first chapter, sixth canto, that Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami, how the people suffering in hellish condition of life can be delivered. That is, this is the beginning of the sixth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. At the end of the fifth chapter, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has given description of the hellish planet. You have seen in the sky there are millions and millions of stars or planets, and they are divided into three groups. Everything is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Urdham Gacchanti Sattasva. Uttastha, meaning that those who are in the satogun, modes of goodness, they are promoted to the higher planetary system. Madhya tishthanti rajasa, those who are under the influence of passion, they remain in the middle planetary system. And those who are in the next grade of tamagun, adhogacchanti tamasa. So, Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing the pitiable condition of persons in the hellish planet, he became sympathetic. Therefore, he is putting this statement before Sukadeva Goswami. अधुनेह महाभाग जथैव नरकान नर। माय डियर सर, यू हैव डिस्क्राइब्ड अबाउट द हेलिश कंडीशन ऑफ द सफरिंग पर्सन्स, नाउ काइंडली गिव मी एनी एनलाइटनमेंट हाउ दे कैन बी डिलीवर्ड। दिस इज द सिम्टम ऑफ अ वैष्णव। Vaishnava cannot tolerate the suffering of the humanity. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, he said before Nrisimhadev, Naitat vijay paro durattaya vaitaranya. My dear Lord, I have no problem how to get delivered from this material world. Because a devotee is already on the transcendental platform. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahasabdha vichari bhakti yogi na jasevati sagunan samatita itan brahma bhuya. Means, anyone who is engaged in devotional service, he is already on the brahma platform. Therefore, a devotee means he is already in the Brahma platform or spiritual platform. So, Parikshit Maharaj became very anxious. How this suffering humanity can be saved? Here it is said, Nana Ugra Jatana Neyat. Janme Vakhatanme Vakhatumarat. Kindly, give me some enlightenment. How these people can be saved from the severe type of suffering? So, at the present moment, in this age of Kali, people are so fallen low that they do not know what is going to happen in the future. They are dismissing the whole problem by saying that there is no next life. This is very precarious condition of the modern civilization. So, as there are comfortable life, we can see there are discomfortable life also. So, there is understanding of papa and punna, especially in the human form of life. One should know what is papa and what is punna. The human life is responsible life. You have got practical experience that if you violate the law of the state, you become criminal and punished. But if the cats and dogs are animals, they violate the law, they are not punishable. Therefore, human life must be very responsible. So, Sukadeva Goswami says, my dear king, if before one's next death, whatever impious acts one has performed in this life with his mind, words and body are not counteracted through proper atonement, according to the description of the Manusamhita and other dharma shastras, one will certainly enter into the Hades planet after death and undergo terrible suffering, as I have previously described. So, just as in our ordinary life, if we commit some sinful activity, and if we plead in the court, my dear judge, I did not know the law. So, this kind of pleading will not help him. Ignorance is no excuse. Therefore, human life is distinct from animal life. If we live in human life without caring for the supreme law, then we are destined to suffer. Therefore, in the human society, there is a system of religion and scripture. It is the duty of the human being to understand the laws of the nature, the injunction in the shastras, and live very honestly according to the direction. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Dasasra vidhimu siddhya vartate kamakara na siddhim sa varnati na sukham na parangati. Anyone who does not follow the instruction of the shastras and live physically as very free to act, such person never gets perfection of life, no happiness, and what to speak of going back to home, back to God. Especially in India, who are born as Indians, they have got a special facility to get this transcendental knowledge from Shastras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised or ordered to every Indian that you make your life perfect by going through the Shastras and distribute this knowledge throughout the whole world for welfare activities. The exact words in Bengali is like this. Marat humite manusha janma hoila ja. Janma sartha kari karo paro poka. Means anyone who has taken birth in this holy land of Bharatvarsha must make his life successful by going through the Shastras and distribute the knowledge throughout the whole world. Therefore, I am appealing to my Indian brothers to take up this missionary work as ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially, my appeal is to the people of South India. Because all our acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Shankaracharya, they came out from South India. So, I specially request gentlemen present here to take up this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously and join with us. Yes, that before our next day comes, death will come, we say generally, as sure as death, for our next life. Sukadeva Goswami advises, according to our Vedic principle, before death, there is a ceremony which is called prayaschitta or atonement. He advises that when a diseased man goes to a physician, the physician, after diagnosing the disease, he gives the suitable medicine. If the disease is very serious, sometimes very expensive medicine is recommended. If there is some example in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, the one gentleman, he was a big zamindar, landholder, he was converted into a Muslim. In those days, 500 years ago, it was not very difficult to convert a person into Muslim religion. If a Muslim could take some water from his water pot and sprinkle on the body of a Hindu, he would become Muslim. In this way, so many people were converted into Muslim. So, I am quoting this instances in this respect, because when in those days people would go to the Brahmin to take advice for atonement, they would give so severe type of atonement that it was impossible to perform. So there was the king in Bengal at that time. He was known as Nawab Hussain Shah. Formerly he was a Mohammedan servant to a big Hindu landlord. This boy servant committed some theft, so the master punished him by striking with a cane. So the striking mark of the cane was there on his backside. So one day the Nawab's wife, Begum, saw the mark and inquired from her husband, "What is this mark?" So the Nawab described that in his childhood when he was a servant of that Hindu gentleman, Bhaktivinoda Das, he bit him with that cane and that mark is there. So the wife of the Nawab, Begum Sahib, she requested that you kill this man, otherwise people will blaspheme. The Nawab, however, declined, "No, this cannot This is not possible. He was my master just like my father. He chastised me. There was no fault. So, the wife then requested, at least make him a Mohammedan. So the Nawab, to satisfy his wife, he agreed. Well, that is not very difficult task. So one day, he called Buddhimanta Khan and sprinkled the water on his body. So Buddhimanta Khan took it that he has now become a Mohammedan. So he went to the Brahmin for consultation. So when Buddhimanta Khan went to Bhattacharya, he said that Prayashchitta is that you melt 1 kilogram of lead and drink it. So he being helpless, he went to consult another Brahmin Bhattacharya. He said, all right, if you cannot drink molten lead, then you can drink 1 kilo of melted ghee. In this way, when he was helpless, he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew the situation of the then society. He therefore advised him that you better give your family life to go to Vrindavan. So he advised him that go to Vrindavan, live there and chant Hare Krishna. So the difficulty is in the shastras there are atonement for prayaschitta. So not like that you drink hot ghee or hot lead, but there are prayaschittas. So one has to execute that. So when Sukadeva Goswami recommended, my dear king, you are very anxious for this person suffering in the hell, they have to perform prayaschitta. So, Sukadeva Goswami, after recommending this, could not satisfy Parikshit Maharaj. He was king, Kshatriya. He knew the nature of the citizen. Therefore, he said, Dishtas Sutambhyan Jat Papam Janan Api Atmano Ahitam Karoti Kuya Vivasa Prayasitta Masukatam. Maharaj Parikshit said, one may know that sinful activity is injurious for him because he actually sees that a criminal is punished by the government and rebuked by people in general. And because he hears from the scriptures and learned scholars that one is thrown into hellish condition in the next life for committing sinful acts. Nevertheless, in spite of such knowledge, one is forced to commit sins again and again, even after performing acts of atonement. Therefore, what is the value of such atonement? Parikshit Maharaj was ruler, the king. He knew everything practically, that so many citizens committing criminal acts were imprisoned and punished. He's still there after coming back from the jail, prison house, again committed. So, on the whole, Parikshit Maharaj did not like the process of prayaschitta is ultimately beneficial to the people. Yeah, we get experience by two methods, by seeing and by hearing. Just like a criminal, a thief, he has seen that seriously a man who stole, he was arrested by the police and punished. And he has heard also from authorities, from lawyers, that stealing is bad. If you are arrested, you will be put into the prison. So this is the defect of the modern civilization. They are enacting so many laws to stop criminals, but the criminality is increasing. The practical example is, when you go to the airport, there is security checking. So all gentlemen, whoever he may be, Sometimes they excuse me, but they are checked thoroughly. So the authorities check everyone means that everyone is dishonest. So what is the value of this education if everyone is criminal and dishonest? So Parikshit Maharaj is intelligent devotee. He therefore protested against this so-called atonement. Therefore, he described as the distra sutabhyan tat papam janan api atmano ahitam. Everyone knows that I am stealing. It is not good for me. But even though he is put into the jail as prayaschitta, again he comes back and does the same thing. That what is the meaning of this legal punishment of prayaschitta? Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj says that kochit nivartate abhadrat kochit charati tatpunaha prayaschitta athopathya apathya manne kunjara sautavar. He gave a very good example that this prayaschitta or legal punishment is like kunjara sautava. Kunjara means elephant and sauta taking bath. So kunjara, the elephant, dips itself into the water and takes bath very thoroughly. And as soon as it comes on the land, it takes some dust and throws over his body. Okay. Purpose is that unless one is fully convinced that sinful activities are very, very abominable for me, he cannot give it up. Therefore, one has to cleanse his heart. That is real prayaschitta. Otherwise, even being imprisoned or giving fine or suffering, one cannot cease from sinful activity. So this Krishna consciousness movement is thoroughly wholesale process of cleansing the mind. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given his own version. Keto Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagini Papanam Seyakkaidava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavaduji. The purpose is, it is a long verse, that by chanting Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana, if we perform this Krishna Sankirtana, then immediately our core of heart, which is filled up with all dirty things, will be cleansed. For example, you can see practically, all my disciples present here, they are coming from Western countries, Europe, America, or even in India, Parsis and other Mohammedans, they are coming. But they are now pure, clean of all dirty things. In this movement, throughout the whole world, there are at least 10,000 to 12,000 devotees like that. And before this life, they were addicted to all kinds of sinful life. We have summarized all sinful activities into four groups, namely illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. So all these 10,000 to 12,000 men who are now attached with the Krishna consciousness movement, they are not committing these four pillars of sinful life. Therefore, our request is that you take to this chanting method. It is very easy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And gradually, you shall become free from all sinful reaction of life. But one thing we must be very careful, that we should not commit again sinful life. You chant Hare Krishna mantra, you become free immediately from all sinful reaction. But if you commit again sinful life, that is your responsibility. This is one very, among the 10 kinds of offenses. One offense is very grievous offense. Namnad balad jastahi papa buddhi. If one thinks that I am chanting Hare Krishna, therefore whatever sinful act I am doing, it is becoming counteract. If you keep yourself on the platform of chanting Hare Krishna mantra and do not commit willfully, and again sinful life, then you are liberated. So not only Mukti Marga, if you keep yourself always pure, do not commit any sinful activity and chant Hare Krishna mantra, then your life is successful. Don't commit the mistake of the elephant that take bath thoroughly and again come and throw dust on your body. I think I shall end today, tonight, this year. Thank you very much.